Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale.
Going on now on all Serta mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Serta mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
And you're with us for the second hour of KSL at Night. I'm Greg Skordis alongside Adam Gardner. And Adam, it has come to the University of Utah, the pro-Palestine protests at the U of U. It was only a matter of time. They were sort of working their way from Harvard and Penn and Columbia, some of the bigger universities. A lot of it started at the private universities, these sit-ins, these and just watching how administrations were dealing with this has really been interesting because it's a lose-lose. I mean, we've seen university presidents lose their jobs over the way that they handled or allegedly mishandled it.
I've been watching Columbia, and Columbia and UCLA, I think, seem to get the most play in the media, and rightly so. UCLA looked like it was breaking out into riots today, and so I've always been wondering when is this going to come to the University of Utah? We know it's going to come, and what's going to happen? What do you think of the response?
Well, let me just play a soundbite from what happened last night. This is what we were hearing at the University of Utah.
We are telling them that we will not leave until our comrade is released.
So you asked what the response is. I don't know what we do. I mean, so you're university leader. You have your staff there. You have the University Police Department. It's within the confines of Salt Lake City, so Salt Lake City Police still has jurisdiction up there. What do you do with something like that? Well, as long as it stays peaceful, that's one thing. As long as it's orderly, peaceful, you know, we've had campus sit-ins and protests. I mean,
that's what colleges are about.
Absolutely,
they do it every year.
You start thinking about something, but when it gets to that, I mean, it really gets to be problematic. I mean, here's another cut from what happened. And they're talking about some of the leaders of this Mecha Day U of U, one of whom was taken into custody. They say, let him go. What happened, though, that was a problem, I think, Adam, is, and I don't know, I mean, there's no right answer to this, but at some point, Salt Lake City and the University of Utah decided that they needed police intervention. And it wasn't like 20 cops showing up in their blues and saying, hey, you guys knock it off. It was a much bigger group in their SWAT gear, you know, going up there and riot gear, literally. I don't know. To me, was that something that we should have done? I mean, we look back on after the George Floyd incident and some of the things that were going on in Salt Lake City when they were tipping over police cars, and some people thought the police should have had a much bigger, more impressive presence.
Dad was a police officer downtown while that was going on.
And your uncle, two of the best cops in Utah. Right. And you know, what was the police presence not enough? Was it too much? Well, the University of Utah and Salt Lake City decided, hey, 2024, we're seeing what's going on campuses across America. We need to jump in. And they did. And something like 18 people have now been arrested. Others are probably going to be arrested. Who knows where it's going? But what happens is this. I think that the universities are happy, well, not happy, but okay with protests. But these have become campouts. It's become a tent city.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the Occupy Wall Street
stuff. Yeah. But at least that was Pioneer Park.
Yeah.
Like, go sleep there all you want. But you know, don't disrupt my way to engineering college. You know what I mean? Don't get in the way of, and by all means, don't make anti-Semitic chants to people that are walking out of their Jewish studies class or something like that. I mean, really, some things that have happened are over the top and not
They've taken over buildings on Columbia's campus.
Right.
They've prevented Jewish students and they're saying, I am Jewish, and they're wearing Star of David necklaces. Like, they want people to know, and they have every right to go to class.
Right.
And some of these campuses are actually, the students are preventing these kids from going to class and where in a place where they pay tuition. So is the U of U thinking, we can either take care of this now or we can let it get worse and take care of it later?
I think that they decided the former. We're going to take care of this now. The problem that you have when you do something like that is you better take care of it now. If you're going to bring the SWAT team in, if you're going to bring the guns in, it better work. And if it doesn't, then you've escalated it. Mm-hmm. Then you've taken it to a new level, and you've set the protesters set the bar pretty high. You know, instead of meeting it, you've exacerbated it. You've exceeded it, and you're going, hey, you know what? We're not putting up with this. This is what the response is going to be. Kids are being arrested. I mean, and a lot of these are young kids. You know, they're going to college. They're doing what they can, and they sort of get caught up in the protest, and this is interesting, and hey, let's go see what's going on over there at the Library Square, not Library Square, but the President Circle, and decide what we, you know, if we want to jump in or jump out. And so arrests have been made, and people are being charged criminally now.
Just because you're arrested, so they arrested 18, 19 people.
Right.
Are these people all going to be charged? Do they just let some of them go after a few hours? How does that process work?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And I need to issue a caveat here. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. I'm a member of what's called the Utah Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. And they have asked a group of us, including myself, if we would help some of the people that are being arrested. It's not uncommon.
And this is nothing new for you.
No, we get called out all the time when there are protests. Hey, we need some, you know, we've got 20 people arrested.
Illegal big guns.
And, well, I don't know. The public defender's office can only take one, and then you got to go pound the doors and see if you can find some people that are willing to take them. So I don't know if I'm going to get one. I don't have a client right now. I'm just wanting this. If my name shows up on one of these in a day or two and somebody goes, hey, you were talking on KSL, what's the deal? I don't know yet, but I may very well get called out. These are misdemeanor offenses. They're not, nobody's going to prison. Nobody's going to lose their freedom, Adam.
Is there a ticket?
Yeah, I mean it's a hook and release. You know, but they're being taken and processed at the jail. Typically, they'll be what's called booked.
Sure.
You know, fingerprint, photograph, see you later, goodbye. Have mom, dad come pick you up, kind of a thing. But they're probably not posting bail. They're probably not spending the night. But to get them out of the situation, the police can't just give them a ticket. Because they're going to stay there and right. keep doing it. You know, you'll give them another one an hour later. You know, get them out of there, put them in the paddy wagon, whatever you're doing, and go hook them up. Let the city attorney's office decide what charges to bring. And right now, what we're looking at—
Is it the city that does it? The city gets to decide? Or
yes.
Okay.
And so if it's at the misdemeanor level, it's the city. If it goes above that right. to what we call a Class A, a more serious misdemeanor, or a felony, and I can't imagine anybody being charged with a felony unless there's some violence, then the district attorney would have it. So Salt Lake City prosecutes misdemeanors, Class B and lower. The district attorney office prosecutes them if they're higher. Now, having said that, we've seen that some of these people are going to be charged with a little bit more serious offense, such as riot, you know, as opposed to disorderly conduct or failing to disperse or camping in a area you're not supposed to camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it becomes violent, riot is a more serious crime. Certainly assault on a peace officer. I mean, people throwing cans at a police officer, if somebody catches you doing that, it's not low-level misdemeanor anymore. Yeah. That's.
Well, I mean, look at the January 6th riots.
Right,
a
yes.
lot of folks went to prison.
Prison, right.
For throwing water bottles and
right.
and things at police officers.
Yeah, so if it becomes violent, which you hope it doesn't, I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that ever deserves to get to that point. You know, we can imagine that some people will get more serious charges filed against them. Right now, we'll have to see, Adam, whether the university's and Salt Lake City's response to this was appropriate, whether it quells the problem, whether this is sort of a one-off and, hey, you know, you guys made your point. Let's see what we can do.
Are these protests still taking place or are they done?
I can't imagine that they're just done
yeah.
because of this, but I don't know. I haven't heard. But certainly if you're up there protesting now, you're on notice that you may end up in the backseat of a police car with some handcuffs on.
Right.
And that might convince some kids, hey, I think I'll go take my chemistry class today. It's probably finals week anywhere. That's interesting. We'll see what shakes down with that. Speaking of legal issues, let's go up to Idaho after the break and get a follow-up on what's happening on the Chad Daybell case. Stay with us.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.